let's bring in Josh Stone. Say hello to Josh. This comes.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, Josh.
Look at you in a little sexy summery dress.
I know. I wanted to be hot today.
You are hot today.
Oh, my pants.
That's all right. Hello.
Do I put these on?
Yeah, you can put them on if you want.
Hi.
Oh, do you have a scroll? You haven't got your switched on, so that's better.
Hiya.
Hi, Josh.
Hi, gorgeous.
Hi.
How are you
doing? I'm all right. So you look a lot nicer than you did at Glasto. You didn't look that bad at Glasto.
I was a bit muddy.
You're a bit Glastoed up.
Yeah. You weren't so muddy, though. You're a bit of a wuss.
I get carried everywhere.
Really?
Sedan chair.
It takes a lot of people. It takes a hell of a lot of people to carry me. So you're all right, then?
I'm all right, yeah.
Cool.
A bit early, isn't it?
Not for us.
Poor bugger. God, every day.
Every day.
But it's all right. I get up for you.
When likewise. So did you enjoy Glastonbury?
I did. It was really cool. Coldplay were wicked, weren't they?
Yeah, really good. We only saw about the first four or five.
Oh.
Sorry.
Who's ringing you?
I didn't turn my phone off.
Uh-oh.
Who's ringing you?
I don't know.
Your lass?
It's gone now. Gone now.
Aw.
Sorry about that, Josh.
You could have said I. It was all right.
I know.
Now I feel bad.
That's right. You carry on.
He's missed his call. Oh,
I feel like I've interrupted something.
He's working. He's got his phone on. So, yeah, Coldplay, we only saw about four or five songs, but they were really good.
They were good, weren't they? And Van Morrison was good. He's a bit miserable, but he was good.
I didn't see Van. I heard him.
Like, it's better to hear him than to watch him, because he does just stand there. He's just like, all right, I know I have to do this, so I'm going to do it. But, man, can he sing? Oh, my God. He's great.
Were you there Saturday? So were you there Friday?
I think so. Friday. No, I was there Friday night.
Right, okay.
Yeah, well, kind of in the morning, actually. I got there really late.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you see as much as you wanted to see?
No.
I didn't see anywhere near as much as I wanted to see.
I know, because it's all so far away, and then they're all playing at the same time and stuff, so...
I think they should have a band on and then have like an hour gap so you can go and have a few beers.
Yeah.
And then you go and watch another band. I think a festival should be at the most five bands.
Then you won't miss anyone,
do you know what I mean?
Right, I know.
You know, and don't have it too far away from the bar because you've got to walk and after a few beers you can't be bothered.
I know, exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's why you need to watch it on the telly when you get back home, though.
Well, I saw so much on TV that I missed. I saw Ian Brown, Basement Jacks, Athlete, Kasabian, Killers. So many bands that I didn't see live, I managed to see on the telly.
I'd like to see Coldplay again, even though I did watch some.
Yeah,
they were really good, weren't they?
Yeah, well, I guess.
He has such energy.
Have you seen Coldplay live before?
No.
Really good.
That was the first time. I was like, oh my goodness. Absolutely gorgeous.
So what, are you live eating on Saturday?
Yeah.
Who are you looking forward to seeing on that lineup?
Annie Lennox.
You say this to me the other day.
Oh, I've listened to Annie Lennox since I was born, practically. So,
have you asked if you could do a duet with her?
Well, yeah, but I don't think I can do it.
Have you asked?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they said, well, yeah, we can do it, but then you have to do this, and then you can't sing your own songs, blah, blah, blah. I think because there's so little time.
There's no time at all.
I've got, like, three songs. I mean, I don't really care if I don't sing anything, but, of course, the record company think differently.
Yeah, well, exactly.
So I'm like, I'll just sing with her and I'll go home.
Don't worry about the record company. You've made them loads of money.
I know, but, so I'm just going to sing mine there. I might just jump on stage with her, though, anyway.
Yeah, why not?
What can they do? They're not going to throw you off, are they?
I don't know. They might.
No, they won't throw you off.
Wouldn't it be funny?
That would be great. Gate crashing with a mic.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Imagine Hi, you come Annie. On going, wah! And someone goes, come on, love, off you pop. Go on, get off. I'm singing. Go on, don't get who you are. Buddy, get off.
That'd be funny, wouldn't it?
It's an amazing lineup. Live 8 for Hyde Park alone.
Superb.
Alone the rest of the world.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
It's the best in London. I looked at the list for the other countries.
They're not so good.
London's definitely the best. Apart from Berlin's got Lauryn Hill.
Yeah.
Andy Totenhosen.
Hold on for a second. Did you say Lauryn Hill?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to have to leave.
No. Get Lauryn Hill.
That's my girl. I love her. No. She's my favourite person in the whole world.
I thought you just said you love Annie Lennox.
I love Annie Lennox too.
And you love Coldplay.
But there's Aretha and Lauryn.
Not even in the same league.
I know, it's very different.
No chance.
Very
no
different, chance. But I just love them.
No chance.
And they're both very strange in their own little ways, but I love it.
Okay.
Like the I agree with you, Joss.
Yes. Definitely.
Well, Lauryn Hill.
Was it girls stick together, don't they?
Was it you I was having this debate with the other day?
Yes, with a big argument about Lauryn Hill.
And you were saying how amazing she was, and I thought, she's all right, you know, but...
She is amazing.
No, she's nowhere in the same league as Aretha.
Josh, you're deaf. Oh, my God.
Seriously.
Her lyrics lovely.
Come on.
Oh, my God.
She's
not... I'm about to beat you up.
Lauryn Hill, she's no Dido. You know what I mean?
Dino's very different to Lauryn Hill.
Well, yeah. But Rita Franklin's very different to Lauryn Hill.
I know. I just said that.
She's no Celine Dion. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, that's true.
Mind you, that's probably a good thing.
Yes. You know what? Celine is good there too.
Oh, no, come on!
I love Celine. I went to see her live.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Please tell me you were forced by the record company or something like that.
No, I wasn't.
Please don't tell me you bought tickets for Celine
Dion. I didn't buy it, but I did get tickets.
Oh, what?
And, oh, she's so sweet. She, like, giggles and sits on the stage and she's really smiley and happy.
You've met the Strokes. How could you go to a Celine Dion concert?
I like all music. I know. I'm such a girl.
You need to be educated.
Okay, educate me then.
Oh, well, I'd love to, but let's do the interview first. I met half of Joss Stone's family at the weekend.
Oh, yeah, my mum says hi. She's driving down.
Hi, Mum.
And Harry. Say hi to Harry.
Hi, Harry.
There we go.
Was it Harry that you saw at Fleet Services?
No, that was Daniel.
Daniel?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He said he saw you. In his pink camper.
Who's Harry?
Harry's my little brother.
Okay, all right. Have I met him?
Yeah.
When?
He's the littler one, but he's actually quite big now, though.
Have I met him?
Yeah, there's Daniel.
Right.
And then there's little Harry.
Right.
He's not really that little.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
So who were you with on Saturday? I'm confused. Daniel I met. Daniel, by the way. Who's Daniel, for everyone who's not listening?
Daniel is my older brother.
Right, Daniel is Josh's older brother.
Yes.
Oh, geezer, how you doing? I'm Nelson Pierce. He's that Mama Brown. I'm like, he ain't your brother.
Yes, he is.
How she's all pushing it. I mean, up the mill wall, blah, 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 and all that.
I know, he's funny, isn't he? Makes me
And
laugh.
Then Josh comes and goes, would anybody like him at Pimm's? I'm going to the bar for Pimm's. Well, I'm not going myself. I'm going to get someone to go for me.
I know, Daniel was well chuffed because he got like 5 free pints. He said he was my brother. And it's so funny.
And it was a good day, Glastonbury. Well, good weekend.
It was good.
Right, let's play a record.
Okay.
Are you here? What time are you here till 9?
Yeah.
You here for an hour?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's okay.
No.
You can kick me out earlier.
Okay, bye-bye. Joking, obviously.
He's terrible. My mum will beat you up. She is listening.
Your mum would beat me up.
She will.
But actually, your mum loves me. She won't beat you up.
I know.
She's looking at me. She's trying to... Every time I look at your mum, she looks as though she's always thinking, what would Joss Moyles look like? I think that's what she's looking like. All right, Foo Fighters and then back with more Joss. It's 20 past 8. I've got another confession to make. Foo Fighters and Best of You on Radio 1. Joss Stone is here, everybody. Bless her.
Aww.
In a little summery dress. Mm-hmm. Looking all summery.
Right, what have you got in your hand?
We need to teach Joss about music. Because you need re-educating.
Okay.
Some of your stuff you know is good, but other stuff you just need re-educating.
All right, go for it, mate.
Do you have a favourite type of music, or do you just like what you like?
I like pretty much everything,
right,
apart from real country music. I can't really deal with it.
Mm.
Really?
Like real
like
country,
Boxcar
like Dolly
Parton
kind of stuff. I mean, I appreciate it, but I can't listen to it.
But it sucks.
It irritates me.
It's crap.
Yeah.
I'm alone.
But everything else I love. Yeah, it's so annoying.
Okay, let
but
me
the
see.
Words are nice.
Okay. Let me teach you something. All right, here we go. Let's try this one. You ready?
Okay.
You know what this is, Dave?
Mm.
Do you know what this is, Josh?
No.
Steve Winwood, Valerie.
Valerie?
That's right.
Recently sampled, of course.
Yeah. Who is Valerie?
Eric Prydz, Call On Me.
Sampled Stevie Winwood.
Oh, I like this.
Yeah.
You recognise the chorus when it comes.
Call On Me.
That guy,
Steve Winwood.
No, you're gonna kill me because I've forgotten his name. I forget his
what
name.
Does he look like?
Phil Collins. Sounds like him, doesn't he?
A little bit.
I see what you mean,
but
Steve Winwood would push you over for a comment like
really?
That. Really? Yeah.
I love Phil Collins.
Do you know what? Do you know what though? There's not enough love for Phil Collins.
No, it isn't. I don't know why everyone's so mean. He's so nice.
Do you know, the last Live Aid, Phil Collins was great.
Mm.
And,
yeah.
And this time round, everyone laughs at it. I don't know why.
I don't get it.
But yeah, here comes the chorus.
I think they're just jealous.
That's what it is. Are you ready?
Chorus.
There you go.
Aww,
musical education.
How wonderful.
Let me play you another song. You ready?
Okay.
Check this out. Boom, boom, boom. These are all big hits, I'm telling you, Josh.
You have outstanding taste.
This wasn't a great year, though, to be fair. 87, was it?
Excuse me?
What was that, Dave?
I just worked it out. I just worked out why he chose 87.
These songs were out the year Josh was bloody born.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I was wondering why you'd chosen 87. It wasn't a vintage year. Well, I mean, obviously it was with you being born, but
yes,
not musically.
Well, I don't know. There were some great
some
hits.
Real
in,
muck as well, though, wasn't it?
So you were born in 87?
Yeah.
Jesus, so wrong. It's just so wrong.
Well, I've got to be born sometime, haven't I?
Let me find another great song from the year that you were born.
Okay.
Do you like this?
It's quite nice, isn't it?
These people played at Glastonbury at the weekend, this band.
Did they?
Yeah, seriously.
Who is that?
They're Scottish brothers. Can I just say, I'm loving this. I am opening Joss up to a whole new world that she never even knew existed. I can't... You've never heard that before?
Never in life.
I've just played The Proclaimers to Joss Stone. Their Proclaimers were brilliant. They were weird looking.
Twin brothers, they were.
Yeah, they look...
Or they are, even. They're still twin brothers.
They look like the result of one of those country songs.
They look like, when you cousins
know,
marry.
You know what I mean?
It's a bit weird, but I think I could get used to it.
No, but they're musically great. Will you send back a letter from America?
I do like that accent.
Scottish accent.
It's nice, isn't it?
Let me find one more for you.
Okay.
What would you go for, Dave?
87.
Oh, let's play it. Tear and Cry?
No.
Johnny H. Chairs?
No.
Jan Hammer? Bruce Willis did Under the Boardwalk in 1987.
Oh, I want to hear that one.
Have you never heard that?
I love Bruce Willis. I've never
Bruce
heard him
Willis
sing.
Bruce Willis sang.
You
know,
won't after this.
In 1987.
Under the Boardwalk?
Yeah.
Under the Boardwalk. That one?
Yeah. Is that a Temptations song on Under
I
the Boardwalk?
I don't know.
I never heard Bruce Willis sing it.
Really?
Apparently he's
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hanging out down here with us?
That's not him, the big black guy voice. No,
the other one, the white
this
voice.
This is him, yeah.
What's up, fellas?
When the sun beats down and melts the tar up on the
so sweet.
And the streets get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof.
Oh, it does sound like him.
Under the boardwalk,
yeah.
Down by the sea,
yeah.
All up like you and my baby.
He had two hits in 1987.
Incredibly.
He had Respect Yourself.
You know why?
Well.
It's only because Moonlighting was big then, wasn't it?
Yeah, but, you know...
Apparently Betty Wright used to sing with him. And she
Who?
Loves him. Betty Wright.
Never heard of her.
Oh, my God.
Is Betty Wright?
I cannot believe you just said that to
Betty
me.
Betty Wright?
I've never heard of Betty Wright.
Oh, she the
Clean
order,
woman.
order.
Yes.
Betty Boothroyd, right. Who's Betty Wright?
Betty Wright.
Betty
Clean
Wright?
A woman is a woman who... That one?
Not a clue.
Nah, still nothing.
Shut up.
Betty
Honestly.
Wright?
You're so lying to me.
Seriously, you don't know who the Proclaimers are, but you're talking to me about Betty Wright?
I'm going to kick your ass.
Yeah, you wish. You wish.
Oh, I love Betty.
Right, okay, let's take a little break and let's do an ad for Scott's show and then we'll come back and do the news and then we'll come back with more of Joss. Is that
okay,
right? Okay, good. We're late for news. Better get a move on.
One, wake up with Moyles.
What the hell was that?
And that's you. My impression of you.
It's beautiful.
What's the first line?
Elvis.
What's the first line of that song?
It's so embarrassing. I know you've got the Hummer for the summer, baby.
The Hummer.
But I got your number.
I know you got a Hummer for your Hummer, man.
It's so silly.
Shall I like the Hummer car?
Hey, we should do a duet.
Yes, like the car.
You and I should do a duet. That'd be
so
brilliant.
Silly. We should, shouldn't we?
Oh, imagine that.
What do you reckon?
It'd be brilliant.
All right.
Number one in the chart in Finland.
Yeah, in Finland.
Have you? What's the deal with America then? Are you big in America?
Oh no, not really. Sometimes, but sometimes I'm not. I don't know.
No.
I don't know. People say that I am, but I don't see it.
You've got a lot of Americans around you today.
I have, yeah.
I just met Marty.
Did you?
Marty.
Marty looks after Josh.
He's so sweet. I love him.
Marty. So, hi, Marty. He's there going, yeah, you're limey. Whatever. So how much time do you spend in America? A lot?
Lots, yeah.
Wow.
Lots and lots.
Have you got a place in America?
No, I just kind of live everywhere. People ask me where I live and I don't know what to say.
Where do you live?
I don't know.
Right, okay.
Yeah, it's very weird, but I spend a lot of time in different parts of America. It's not all one.
Okay.
So. All right. I try and come here though. Sometimes.
What a life. Do you know what I mean?
Joss will be able to hear us.
What?
Oh, you will soon, yeah. We're going to be big in America.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Radio is going to be on the radio in America.
Wicked.
On Sirius. So Marty's big. Marty will be able to drive around New York.
Yeah.
All right, to the office. That's what they call it in America. The office.
The office.
You know, we call it office. They call it office.
It's true. He'll be able to drive. The O's turn into like A's.
Yeah.
Like Joss.
Joss?
Yeah.
So he'll be able to drive to work. They call it work. listening to the show.
Yes, exactly.
Hey, it's that dumbass fat man from England.
Don't say things like that.
That's what Marty will be saying.
That would be a compliment.
I'm really mad at you if you say things like
what?
That. Your mum will be mad.
My mum?
Yeah, you can't say things like that by yourself.
Okay. Why are you whispering?
I've got bad throat. I'm a singer, for goodness sake.
You have a bad throat.
I have. I always got a bad throat.
You're on Jonathan Ross on Friday night, if you pardon the expression. You're on the show, aren't you?
Yeah.
Sorry,
was that your stomach making noise, Dave?
Are you hungry?
That's my breakfast saying hello. How embarrassing.
Very embarrassing.
Aww.
Let me look at my facts about Joss Stone.
You've got facts about
mm-hmm.
him? All right.
I don't know, you're Jocelyn.
Jocelyn?
Do you not like Jocelyn?
No, it's too
really?
Long.
That's,
I've met
that's
Jocelyn out there.
That's our Jocelyn.
Welsh after I never meet Jocelyn.
She calls herself Joss as well, though.
But yeah, she doesn't
so
spell
better.
It the same as you?
No, I spell it with an S. S-C-E-L. She spells it just with a C.
No, but she spells Joss, J-O-C-E.
Like Joyce, but without the Y.
Yeah, that's strange.
It's wrong, isn't
everybody
it?
Everybody has their own different ways.
I know, she's got the wrong way.
People might think that I'm wrong. You never know.
In 2001, when you were 14, you auditioned for the BBC TV talent show Star for a Night.
Yes.
You sang It's Not Right, But It's Okay by Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
Not right, but it's okay.
And Natural
Which,
Woman.
Which, by the way, why the hell did they let you sing that at the age of 14? Which is about Whitney's man cheating on her.
Well, I was 12.
12?
And also, I can sing whenever I want.
Well, okay. And you make me feel like a natural woman. You weren't a woman, you were a child. You should have gone, you make me feel like a natural child. Should have sung that.
I know.
You didn't win. Did he win?
Yeah.
Did he win?
Yeah.
What did he get?
Nothing.
A rubbish competition.
It was all right, though. It was funny. I laughed a lot.
Barbara Windsor and One of Atomic Kitten were on the judging panel.
Yeah, what's her name? I think it was... Is it Natasha?
Yeah, could have been.
Yeah. And, and Sonia. From
EastEnders.
EastEnders, yeah.
Well, there you go. There's a woman who can judge the singing talent.
Natalie Cassidy.
The woman's got a permanent cold. She can't even speak.
Oh, she's so nice.
Plays a trumpet,
nice
though.
Girl, actually. I really
she was the nicest
juice
one
nice.
Of all of them, actually.
You're taking on from Sarah Jessica Parker as the new face of Gap.
Yeah.
Ka-ching!
No.
Seriously, can you get me a discount at Gap?
Maybe.
Could you?
If you ask really nice.
Can we go shopping and Gap?
You, okay.
Oh, you can get me... Because, like, their shirts fit me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll get you some next time I go.
Please.
Okay.
XL, thanks. Obviously.
Pink.
What?
Pink.
I don't mind wearing pink shirts. I don't have a problem wearing pink.
Okay.
I'll get you pink. No, not all... Don't get me all pink.
Yeah.
Like an all-in-one pink outfit.
You said it now. Your whole outfit's going to be in pink.
Oh, you got punked on MTV?
Yeah, that was funny.
I haven't seen it. How did they get you?
Well, they had this little boy come up to me, and he was worried because he lost his mum. He said, can I borrow your phone? So I give him my phone. Basically, his mum told me to stay there and look after him, not to, like, let him out of her sight. And then he trashed the whole shop. Like,
nice.
Trashed everything in there, like antiques and stuff. And then he ran out the door. Like, just ran away from me. And I had no shoes on. And I just ran out after him. And then Marty comes out. No, 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 you can't. Because I was, like, out of shop. And I walk in, and then his mum's there. She's like, but I wanted you to look after him. Oh, my God. I was like, sorry. I didn't know what to say. It was very, very funny. And then the woman wouldn't let me leave to, like, go chase after him.
Really?
It was terrible.
Some of those are quite good.
Yeah, it was funny.
And you're very good friends with Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
I love this fact. They get takeaways and go to the cinema together.
We didn't get to the cinema. He's got a cinema in his house.
What?
I know, isn't that crazy? He's got, like, a little cinema. Like, in his garage.
That's quite cool.
It was pretty cool.
I thought my widescreen TV was quite good. He's got a cinema. What's Tom Cruise like?
Really, really nice.
Will you go to his wedding?
If he invites me, I'd love to go. He's so sweet. He's like a happy, happy guy. Always happy.
You must be, like, so much taller than him, man.
He's not that short. Really? He's like 5'7", 8".
Shorter than you, though.
Yeah, but everyone's shorter than me.
Hang on. 5'7", 8" isn't short, is it?
No.
That's not short.
No, 5'8". Average. 5'8", I think, is the national average.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. I'm not short.
We're 5'8.5", that's exactly. Putting us above the national average.
Right.
Fact.
Wicked me.
Let's look at your tour dates. Live 8 then on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Tea in the Park on the 9th of July.
Yeah.
V Festival you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
In October, in America, you're opening for the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
How the hell are you getting these gigs? Marty must be working overtime.
I know. I don't know. These things just kind of come up. It's so weird.
They don't just come up. Marty's sitting there going, yeah, that's right, Josh. They just come up. That's right. I ain't busting my ass going to meetings every day trying to get you an opening slot for the Rolling Stones. Yeah, these things just come up.
They do. They just
roll the dice. Number 4, Josh Stone. Boom. Okay.
We'll play with number 6, the Rolling Stones. I like the Carling Cup.
It's not like I'm asking them. That would be very weird.
And then you're on tour in the UK in December.
Yeah.
Okay, which one of the dates do you want me to come and sing with you?
All of them.
I can't do all of them. I'll be busy.
You're going to have to if you want to sing.
Brighton, maybe. Blackpool.
Come to Blackpool. Am I going to Blackpool?
Yeah, you're playing the Blackpool. You've got. I'll leave this with you. This is your biog. I'll leave it with you, and then.
Cool.
Where are you playing in Blackpool?
The ballroom.
Did we do a Young Farmers gig there?
Young Farmers.
Yeah, we did a Young Farmers gig.
Oh, I love those kind of things.
Really? Either there or the Winter Gardens.
You would have loved the one we went to.
Mm.
It was like a riot.
Oh, really?
Manchester, Birmingham, Blackpool, and London's Hammersmith Apollo.
Oh.
No, you got the hummer from the summer, baby. A laugh.
Oh, it's nice.
Yeah, thanks. It's nice. So, do you don't know what you're doing at Live Aid yet?
No, I have an idea, but I'm not quite sure. Just going to sing a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all I can do.
Oh, my old man, gentlemen, he weighs a blanket. Come on, everybody, join in.
More soulful than that, I would imagine.
Oh, my old man, the dustman, he wears a dustman hat.
Oh, Lord.
That should be a good date. Don't forget, by the way, Geldof, okay?
I know. I've learned that now.
Bob Gandalf.
Well, I didn't say no. Oh, he's so sweet, though.
I love that. I'll never, ever let you forget that.
I know. I don't think anybody is.
What's his name? Bob Gandalf? Yeah.
Well, I knew, but I didn't
After saving
know.
Africa, he went off and found these rings or something. And then
he saved the Middle Kingdom as well.
Oh, dear.
Should have seen how she came out of Lord of the Rings, though. She's like, that Bob Gandalf fella's brilliant.
Mm.
Oh, dear. I'm just messing with your mind. That's all I'm doing.
You're messing with my mind.
I'm messing with your mind. I'm messing with your mind, baby. I'm holding out of here. I should write you some soul songs.
Really?
Yeah, it'd be easy to write for you.
Okay, go on then.
No, it would.
Go on.
Well, I won't do it now.
Why not?
Because we're on Radio 1, we'd own the intellectual property rights to it, so I'm not stupid.
Okay.
We have the separate thing going on. but that would be great, wouldn't it?
Hmm.
Writing songs for Josh. If you can sing Hummer for the Summer and get away
with
it,
right?
You can sing anything.
We can write lyrics.
I hate the lyrics of that song.
As they say it, BK, you got it. or whatever.
What?
Don't you sing that, by the way. Marty will be on the phone to McDonald's. La, 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 la. I'm loving it.
Oh, yeah. It's so silly.
What else could you sing? Loads of stuff. Anyway, I'll work on it. Trust me.
Okay, thank you, darling.
The single, Don't You Wanna Ride, is out on the 4th of July.
Yep.
What's funny about that? Why are you laughing?
It's so silly.
What is?
The song.
Don't you wanna ride?
It's good, I do like it, but it just makes me giggle every time I think of it.
Because it's you, that's all. can you listen to yourself, or do you just find it a bit
odd? No. My mum had my album in the car the other day. And all of a sudden, I switched from radio to CD to see what was in there. Then all of a sudden, my voice comes out. I'm like, oh, my God. It's terrible.
It's not. Trust me.
It's quite embarrassing, though, to listen to your own voice.
There's way worse things.
It's quite weird.
Not terrible.
What a compliment.
No, but...
Thank you, Dad. Such a sweetheart.
You know what I mean?
No, not me.
All right, well, listen, lovely to see you again.
It's nice to see you,
very
too.
Summery.
Thank you.
How's your love life, by the way?
Wonderful.
Oh, well, never mind.
How's yours?
Yeah, great.
Wicked.
You know, when you get bored, give me a ring.
Okay.
I'm famous. I'm allowed to have two girlfriends.
No, you're not.
Of course I am.
Nobody is.
That's how it works.
No.
You're famous.
I'm not allowed.
I have one girlfriend who's famous, you, and I have another girlfriend who's not famous, Sophie. That's fine.
That's not fine.
She's all right. You know, you two will get on and go shopping together when I'm watching the football.
That is
brilliant. It'd be a bit weird to some people, but it would work for us. You know, and then when you're on tour, you can do whatever you want. I won't get precious.
No?
Yeah.
You sure?
Because you'll come running back.
Oh, I will.
I'm going to Hummer for your Hummer.
You could buy a Hummer, couldn't you? Yeah. You know, just to make sure that Josh comes back. Just for the summer.
Just for the summer.
Convertible one. Take the top off.
4th of July next week is Josh's a single Dutch Runner Ride. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Dad. I love Chris.
I do love Chris.
See? Stick it,
Chris.
Right, Foo Fighters then. No, sorry. Oh, hang on.
PM Dawn.
Set Adrift on Memory Bliss. Let's go. Set Adrift is what you...